Now, today's You and Yours with Winifred Robinson and John Waite.
Hello and welcome. Today, when it comes to shopping, does Tesco own the word Metro? A 10-year battle over the name may be nearing an end this week. And we're on the trail with Ofcom as they try to shut down a pirate radio station.
My advice to them is not move your studio every day. My advice to them is stop broadcasting illegally. It is a crime, and that's the end of it. They are criminals who are broadcasting illegally.
Find out what happened to them in about 15 minutes' time. There are more than 150 pirate radio stations operating in the UK, but the broadcasting regulator Ofcom is determined to stop them, and it carries out around 3 raids a day on studios or transmitters. The pirate radio stations don't have licences, and according to Ofcom, their signals interfere with air traffic control and the emergency services. But closing down a station isn't always easy, as Melanie Abbott discovered when she went on a raid with Ofcom investigators and the police in North London.
Andrew, over Jim and Ali, give the first part of the brief, and then by Kelvin for the more tactical side of things.
Okay.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mick. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason we are here today is that for the past 2 years and more, a station's been operating on 104.2 FM, which calls itself Bizim FM. It's an illegal broadcaster, commonly known as a pirate radio station, and it's aimed at the Turkish community. And it's led to a number of complaints, both of interference to a BBC radio station, but also to a local station, which is also a Turkish radio station. And what Bizim is doing is targeting their advertisers and doing their best to...
That was the briefing for the team of 7 police officers and 8 Ofcom officials who will be going on this raid today. We're now back out on the street and everybody's getting ready, and we're heading to an industrial estate not far away from here. It's actually a garage where this radio station has been operating from. Jim McNally is the Ofcom investigation manager. Tell me a bit about this radio station.
The transmitters are at Kenneth Robbins' house on the roof there. And
that's a block of flats.
That's a block of flats. They've caused a lot of problems for the local authority, and there's been damage to the roof where they've set up their aerials. Because the doors have been left open, the council has had to clean the premises.
Pigeons have got in.
And
Not nice.
Well, they've done what pigeons do, and the council has to clean that up. And it's not a nice job. It's quite an expensive job as well, and it's an ongoing problem for them.
Ne fener ne cimbom en büyük sensin Uğur'cum. Sen var ya sen bir tanesin. Seni hiç kimseye değişmem. Fenerli Meryem demiş. Sağ ol canım.
That was Bizim actually broadcasting, so we know that they have a DJ on air at the moment. So we're about to make our way over there and see if we can find the studio. There are people around this area who will be listening to Bizim, many of them without any idea that it's illegal, and they might claim that it's serving the community.
Over the last few years, Ofcom have licensed a number of community radio stations designed to cater for local communities. These stations purport and portray themselves to be community stations. They are not. They are in it for the money. They are in it for themselves. We've had a number of occasions when pirate radio stations have caused serious and significant interference to fire brigade communications, police communications, and indeed the National Air Traffic Service, their communications for aircraft coming into and out of London.
But we've never had a plane crash because of an illegal pirate radio station, have we? I mean, isn't that overstating the case somewhat?
When pilots can't contact air traffic control, we've had a number of occasions when aircraft have been diverted simply because all the pilots can hear is illegal broadcasters.
Is it really just a concern about lost licence fees, though, for Ofcom?
Absolutely not. We've had so many people say to us, thank goodness you've gotten rid of that pirate radio station. We are very much a complaints-driven organisation, and we don't simply pick on stations. People complain to us on a daily basis about Bizim FM, and we are duty-bound to do something about it.
We've now got out a little industrial estate, and the police are going into a garage tucked away in a corner of the estate. We're now heading into another area which has a small, what looks like just one room, which is made of breeze blocks. And you may just be able to hear there's a dog barking, which is made them halt temporarily.
That's his name, that's how it's spelled.
Mahmoud.
We need to learn how to
say I don't know, I'm telling you the English.
We can see leaving the breeze block hut, there's a wire which is running across into the garage. And where's that wire going to?
The wire goes to the sender, which is just on top of the building there. It's covered by some sort of plastic bottle. And what that does, that sends the signal to Kenneth Robbins' house, which is about half a mile that way. And on top of it is where their transmitter and aerial were situated. That receives the signal and then sends it out and broadcasts it around the local area.
That's Dean True, an Ofcom's investigations officer, who's been spending some time working out exactly how this radio station does transmit, as he's just explained. Now, two of the Ofcom investigators are on the roof of the garage, which looks fairly perilous. It's a corrugated iron roof, and they're walking along it and unwinding the wire which has been connecting up the transmitters. So it's now unplugged, so I would imagine officially off the air.
No, they're still on air. They're here. I think they've moved. Microwave horn's not on the roof anymore.
Ah.
So from this morning, they're no longer here.
So it sounds like they may have cleared out already, perhaps somehow getting wind of this operation. We'll find out in a moment from Jim McNally. A bit of a disappointment, Jim?
Yes, I can't deny that. We know that it was here certainly yesterday.
It's moved. You have evidence of that?
It's moved that quickly, yes.
Do you think somehow, though, they did get knowledge of today's raid?
That's speculation, and it's not my job to speculate.
It's kind of looking that way, though, isn't it?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. Pirate radio stations do move their studios on a regular basis to avoid contact with Ofcom.
It would seem like a very lucky coincidence for them, though.
BizM FM know that they're a high priority station for us, and they're being very careful in their position, so would I. It's a question of us finding the new location and then doing this all over again.
Well, it's back to the police station now for a debrief on this operation. Unfortunately, with BizM still playing on the radio in the car, but they will be taken off air very shortly as other officers are over at the block of flats and they will be seizing the transmitters. But in the meantime, it's back to the police station for a debriefing and to discuss the next move on finding the studio.
And we'll keep you in touch with Ofcom's attempts to find those behind BizM FM.